I mentioned a few weeks ago that I had been traveling in Georgia, and I was preaching to this parish in northern Georgia where my friend's at. And when I was preaching, it was a unique experience because as I'm speaking, people are really engaged, like saying, mm-hmm, amen, Father, hallelujah, mm-hmm, yes, yes. And it was just a fun experience, you know, to have that feedback in a different kind of place. So, you know, when we hear the word of the Lord proclaimed, we do respond, right? We just said at the end of the gospel, I said the gospel of the Lord, and you said, praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And when we had the readings proclaimed, and we had Stella and Alice do those first and second readings, they said, the word of the Lord, and you said, thanks be to God. And we say that because we're actually thankful. Like, this word actually changes us. This word actually means something. And so we say, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. So next week, the next few weeks, when you hear the word of the Lord, I want you to say, thanks be to God. The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Okay, we're getting there, but we aren't there yet. So, you know, I want all the kids here, all of our students, any of our kids, I want you to show the adults how it's done, okay? You can yell in church, all right? The word of the Lord. Come on, guys, show them how it's done. The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Nice job, guys. When the word of the Lord is proclaimed, it brings two things that we're thankful for. When the word of the Lord is proclaimed, it brings joy and it brings purpose. Joy and purpose. We see that in both the readings we had from Nehemiah as Ezra is proclaiming the law of Moses, and also as Jesus is literally proclaiming the word of the Lord from Isaiah. Ezra, about 450 BC, he's proclaiming all day long the book of Moses to the people. And he's proclaiming it, and they actually first begin to weep. Did you catch that? They begin to cry. Why? Because they realize how far they've fallen short of being faithful to that word. They had just come back from exile to Jerusalem, and Jerusalem is still being rebuilt. But Ezra says, oh, but people, rejoice today. Rejoicing must be your strength because God has brought you back. See the good things he has done for you and the law he has given you. So he says, rejoice, and they go have a banquet. It also gives them purpose. Their purpose is, in hearing the word of the Lord, let us rebuild this city, Jerusalem. Let us make a city for God, a faithful city. And Jesus, as he unrolls the scroll in the synagogue, he proclaims those verses from Isaiah. And people give thanks to God, and there is great joy. We miss that next line of the gospel. It says, everyone gave joy to the Lord. Because why? Because the oppressed will go free, the blind will see, and the poor will have good news preached to them. And Jesus says, this is happening today in your hearing. This is happening right now as I proclaim it to you. As they wonder, perhaps the Messiah. Great joy in hearing the word of the Lord. And also great purpose. The purpose that they're given is Jesus invites everyone now to enter into the kingdom of God, which is in our midst already and is growing. Everyone can be part of the kingdom of God that God is bringing about and giving us salvation. Joy and purpose. Now, for both Ezra and Jesus, just humanly speaking, to be able to physically, literally proclaim the word of the Lord, someone had to teach them. They didn't just automatically know how to read, know how to move about the temple, the synagogue. Someone had to teach them. Someone taught Ezra how to read. Someone taught Jesus how to read. They were taught how to unroll the scroll to find the passage that you wanted to find. You know, just like Alice and Stella, you had people teach you how to read. I'm guessing you were prepped in how to come up to the ambo before. You've done this before at school masses. Someone taught these two students how to proclaim the word of the Lord so that we may hear it and give thanks to God. You know, all of us are to be continually learning how to proclaim the word of the Lord and teaching that to others, handing it on. And by the word of the Lord, I don't just mean the printed sacred scriptures, that's a very important part of it, but I mean the whole way of gospel living. Our whole following of Jesus, we must constantly be students and teachers of this so we can be bringers of joy and purpose into the world. I'm so glad that this week, as we celebrate Catholic Schools Week, that this proclamation of the word of the Lord and the learning it and the teaching of it is present every day at St. Rose of Lima Catholic School. It's a great gift that at our school, there is this joy and purpose that comes from living each day with Jesus Christ. One of the best things about our school is that even though we have a great academic education, that our education goes beyond just knowledge of the mind and skills. But to be educated really in a full sense means to become fully human. And to become fully human, we need Jesus Christ to reveal to us who we are, what our destiny is. The greatest education has to include Christ. So I'm so grateful that in our school, Jesus is part of our day from the beginning and to the end. Jesus is not excluded from our school. Jesus is the center. And while anyone can come and have an education at St. Rose of Lima, from any background, any walk of life, we're also unabashedly Catholic. We love Christ. We let his teachings inform how to live our lives as holy people, how to let those teachings of Christ come through the church. Every day in the school, I see that joy and purpose lived out in so many ways. I see it in the joy of our students, whether in the classroom or at recess. I see it in the joy of our community. I see it in the messages I get from parents all the time saying, I'm just so grateful to be here. My kid's having a great experience. I'm grateful that this school is here, St. Rose of Lima. Our devotion to Christ in our school fills everything we do. And you can feel the Holy Spirit working through our community as we serve one another, as we learn the virtues of the gospel, as our kids come with their spirit partners and prayer buddies, teaching each other how to pray, going to adoration. Just amazing things happening here. I could say more and more about it, but we're going to show a video after Mass to give you a window into our school and hear from our principal, one of our students. And after Mass, I just invite you to come to the open house in the school for some treats and just to come and experience a little bit of the window into this place where the word of the Lord is learned and taught in beautiful ways. Everyone's invited, but especially if you have school-aged children, if you're the grandparent of school-aged children, just come and see. Come and see what's happening here. There are great things happening at our school. In fact, I talked to one woman recently who's been here at St. Rose for a long time, been involved with the school community for a long time, and she said, of all the years I've been here, I'm the most hopeful about what's happening in our school this year. A lot of great things happening, a lot of growth, a lot of places where we're investing Catholic education. So come and see. Come and see after Mass. Get your questions answered, and come experience a little bit of that joy of the Lord that I have when I enter into the school building or go out to recess week by week. The word of the Lord really is Jesus. He is God's word spoken to us. In a few moments, the Lord will come onto this altar in his body and blood once again. Our true teacher will really find a place inside of us in this sacrament, teaching us from within. May all of us learn how to proclaim the word of the Lord and hand it on to others, that we can have that joy and purpose of knowing that we're made for glory, we're made for love, that Jesus truly is the Son of God. And when we hear the word of the Lord, may we respond with gusto. Thanks be to God.